Ready?
Hello, and welcome to the Rhythm and Pixels Video Game Music Podcast. My name is Rob.
I'm Pernell.
And on this podcast, we're going to listen to some of our favorite video game music and talk about it, why we like it, and just chill out for about a half an hour. What do you think, Pernell?
Sounds like a good time to me.
Yeah. So what you been up to this week? You play any games this week?
Honestly, I've been playing a fair bit. To be more specific, I've been really entrenched in playing Batman because of our last episode.
Yeah, we were watching some speedruns of that like the other night.
Mm-hmm. I've been kind of obsessed with it. And for the episode of our show, I actually did beat the game this weekend.
What?
Uh-huh. Finished nice. The game. And I've also been playing Demon Gaze on the PlayStation Vita.
What's on Vita? So what's Demon Gaze?
Vita is known for having a ton of dungeon crawlers, and Demon Gaze is no different. But it's enjoyable in the sense that when you beat the bosses in the game, your guy captures them in his eyeball, and he can pull them back out and use them in battles to fight with you.
That sounds awesome.
It's a pretty cool game. I like it.
Cool. And that's on the Vita?
Indeedly.
Sweet. So this week, we talked about it, and we are going to go with a series that you sort of introduced to me through some other like spin-off series, and we're talking about Shin Megami Tensei.
Exactly right. And for those who are listening, you might be thinking, oh, Persona. We are not talking about
no this episode. We might do that. We're gonna have to do it in another episode.
Oh,
there's
of course
so much Persona music, but there's so much Shin Megami Tensei music, or Shin Megami Tensei music, that there's just so much to get through. I've listened to so much music this week, and I actually had a really good time listening to all of it.
It's a fantastic series of tunes. I mean, there's a reason why it has, I mean, not so much in the States, but it has a huge following over in Japan, and the music is a large part of that, I think.
Yeah, so we have Shin Megami Tensei 1 and 2 were on the Super Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
The third, it was on the PS2, and then the fourth came out just a couple years ago on the 3DS.
Oh, yeah, and honestly, I think the most recent one, as underappreciated as it went here, is the best one of the bunch.
Oh, really? Well, okay, so we're going to listen to the music. I think that the music across all of them is just very, very, very good. From Super Nintendo all the way through to the 3DS. The 3DS, of course, has different hardware, so the soundtrack sounded very different. Also, I think it's a different composer from the other ones. But yeah, it's cool how the hardware influenced all of the games, the music in all the games, but still maintain that weird dreamlike vibe. You know what I mean?
True, though, as you get further in, they're just getting a lot of guitars.
Yeah, there's a lot of... We're going to get into that. I'm not sure if we picked any like heavy metal guitar, but they're, like, the battle themes have like a lot of guitar in it.
So, but like, just to give a little bit of an oversight before we get started, Shin Megami Tensei games, they all have their own respective plots, but they carry a common theme.
Right.
The theme being world reborn, essentially. The
yes.
world usually gets destroyed in some fashion, and then the main character and a number of sub-characters in the right. game are on some random mission by whatever means to rebuild it.
Right. The literal translation is true goddess reincarnation.
Mm-hmm.
So these are like post-apocalyptic worlds, but they're being rebuilt, and you kind of work through that with recruiting demons and fighting other demons and angels and that kind of thing?
Yeah, because for some reason, you can't have an apocalypse without demons and angels
no.
popping up,
no,
drinking sake with you.
As it should be, I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, it's crazy. So, like, as we listen through these songs, let's think about the theme of the games and how that's influenced by the music, or how the music has been influenced by the theme. What do you think?
Sounds like a plan to me. I'm interested.
All right, so we're on episode 4, so we're going to start with you. And our first game is Shin Megami Tensei, the first one, which came out in 1992.
Oh, see, I didn't even really know that. The track I chose, honestly, I think based on the tracks we've chosen for this, it's going to be not quite like what I usually pick, but we'll lead into it with Genza from Megaten 1.
Megaten 1, Genza, by composer Tsukasa Masoko.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Ginza from Shin Megami Tensei.
The funny thing about Ginza is that I haven't played Shin Megami Tensei 1 in quite some time, though honestly I think I might restart it after this episode. But I do know that Ginza is just one of the many districts that you have to visit, either pre- or post-apocalypse in the game.
Yeah.
And it's also humorous because every district is an indoor labyrinth, which is bizarre. Like,
yeah, well, the whole game is first person. I started playing this game today just from the soundtrack being so kind of different and creepy. Like, this has got, like, it sounds like this could be a guitar solo, you know? But it's also, like, an organ, like, a funky organ. Not funky, but, like a...
It's funny you say that, yeah. Actually, because there are a lot... Of course, I didn't choose one for this episode, so no spoilers, but there are a number of remixes of Ginza out there that are definitely heavily guitar-influenced.
Well, this is the first track we're going to hear that's a theme throughout all of the games. There's a Ginza track in all of the games.
Yes, it could be, because you end up visiting Ginza in some form in every game, and... Honestly, it's an interesting design choice on the creator's part that they try to keep a number of tracks between it. They tweak it here and there, but for the most part, it's the same throughout every game because they want to keep the familiarity going.
I think that's cool. I like that they want to maintain the theme. They maintain like some of the same melodies. Although I think Ginza in Nocturne and Shin Megami Tensei 3 Nocturne is more of like a mellow, like kind of chill track, and this is like a cool keyboard solo. This sounds like a battle theme.
Well, like, it may as well be, because, I mean, Ginza... I think you can fight... I mean, there's still humans there, but I'm pretty sure you fight demons Ginza, too.
I know, I was fighting demons all over the place in this game. They just kept showing up. And, yeah, we'll talk more about the demons moving on to our next track. So our next track is... I chose the Game Over track.
This guy is I don't even know.
Game Over... Okay, well, I don't have the I didn't have the background of where it was in the game, so I know it was Game Over, but like I was just like, all right, I'm just gonna sit down here and listen to the entire soundtrack and just see what I like. And the Game Over song was just, well, you're gonna hear it. All right. Game Over from Shin Megami Tensei 1. This is Game Over from Shin Megami Tensei, composer Tsukasa Masuko.
All right, I gotta give you credit for that, honestly. It's not the track I was expecting it to be, and it actually has a nice mellow sound to it.
Like, I love the bass. Like, I love that it's got a slidey kind of thing going on, and that the bass is playing the melody. And the little voice sound in the background stays the same, but just sounds different throughout the whole thing. I really, really like this song.
Well, it's a good thing that you do, because if you keep up with your playthrough, you're going to be hearing it a lot.
God, I suck at these games. I'm going to hear it all.
No, don't put it down like that. I mean, these games are designed to kick the crap out of you, because they don't, it's like a lot of RPGs nowadays, there's like, you know areas you're supposed to go to and where you're not supposed to go to. Okay, they don't give you that.
But this one was like kind of railroad. I went only at the beginning of this thing, but it was like railroading me from like, oh, well, by the way, you should probably talk to this weird gangster punk down this end of the road. And you walk down there and there he is and he tells you what to do next.
Yep. Eventually, though, an event will happen.
Yeah.
That event will set things in motion, yeah. And at that point, you'll be doing a lot of wandering.
I was really impressed by the way the game mechanic worked that way, and that it kind of set each action in motion. And of course, along the way, you fight these demons that are running around the town. And the demons I want to talk about, because you don't have to fight all of them. You can talk to them.
In fact, you have to talk to a lot of them.
And you have to, like, persuade them to join your team to become, like, a minion. Or you could, like, ask them to go away or whatever. And it reminded me of what people told me about the game Undertale. Have you heard of this?
I have heard of Undertale. I wanted to make a comment at one point saying that I know a lot of people nowadays are like, Undertale is that game where you don't have to fight monsters. Like, well, Shin Megami Tensei and Megami Tensei are when that whole thing began.
Yeah, so from what I've read was that the creators of Undertale, of course, received a lot of inspiration from this game. Because as I was playing it, there's like an evil Yakuza demon appears, and I was like, what do you want to do? And I was like, act threatening. And he's like, oh man, I didn't know it was you. And then he left he left me money and he ran away.
Nice.
And I was like, yeah, you do that. And then there's like a weird like pixie monster, and I was trying to be nice to it, and it just kept asking for more money. It just kept asking for money over and over again. And finally it was like, all right, you're giving me enough.
And then it run away and just leave you?
Well, the first one did. The second one stayed with me. So there's a little bit of randomness to it, but it just made me feel like, well, I mean, like part of the story.
Yeah, and you got to figure, I mean, as a game player, the randomness will piss you off, but in the sense of individuality for the monsters, it should be random. Not every pixie is going to have a threshold of money.
No. Which I think is really interesting. But again, the soundtrack matches the style of the game. There's a lot of like dream sequences, and the whole screen goes wavy. I know the characters are pixelated because of the hardware restrictions, but it felt like a dream. Like the game felt like kind of like a weird dream / nightmare. Like I was kind of trapped inside this thing with these weird monsters following me around, and I was just going from one place to the next just because I knew what I had to do. It felt dreamlike, and I thought that was really successful.
Well, keep on playing, because that dream will go nightmares.
Yeah, probably. I know where I left off. I was in jail, and there's some crazy guy in a wheelchair telling me that
Stephen Hawking.
Stephen Hawking's created a computer program that will talk to demons. But anyway, that's Shin Megami Tensei 1, everybody. These games are bonkers. All right, so we are going to move on to our next game. So me and Pernell both decided, for the sake of brevity, to jump over Shin Megami Tensei 2 because it actually used a lot of the same tracks.
This is true.
So we're going to jump into Shin Megami Tensei 3 Nocturne that came out in 2003. So this jumped 10 years to come out on the PS2.
Yes, correct. There was a huge lull where the mainline series kind of vanished to make room for a ridiculous number of spinoffs, all of which were good, mind you, but spinoffs nonetheless.
Right, so Pernell, it's your pick now. What's your first track for Shin Megami Tensei 3?
I had a really hard time choosing, but ultimately I ended up going with, and I'll talk about it more when it's done, but mm-hmm. Labyrinth of Amala, mm-hmm. That's the theme I chose from Nocturne.
Thank you.
All right. This is the Labyrinth of Amala from Shin Megami Tensei 3 Nocturne. The composers are Soji Meguro, Kenichi Tsuchiya, and Toshiko Tasaki.
Oh, I love this track so much, and it was an unexpected enjoyable track.
Yeah, it's dark. It's cool and dark.
It's kind of, it makes sense in that regard, because the whole premise of the dungeon, without giving too much away, is you are pretty much descending into hell, and there's like 7 or 8 floors, which could may as well represent like the 7 or 8 circles or whatever.
Okay.
And to put a little bit of a spin on this, a lot of times people, they always complain about how we have DLC and all of our games and the like.
Yeah, yeah.
But what a lot of people don't realize in America is that in Japan, expansion games were popping out left and right for series, and this is no exception. In fact, this is an expanded version of the original game, Shin Megami Tensei Nocturne, and the re-release was called Shin Megami Tensei Nocturne Maniacs.
Okay, I gotta tell you, when I was researching games and tracks, I had the hardest time figuring out what was the original game, what was the spin-off, and there's a lot of versions of these games, but you're right, it's because they didn't have, they weren't doing the DLC, they were, because, you know, the internet really wasn't a big thing for the PS2, although I think there was internet for the PS2. But, like, they weren't, like, doing a whole lot of downloadable content, so it's like, let's just keep releasing new CDs,
they release a new edition, of the content.
Well, like, buying, like, another Rock Band disc to have, like, 10 more tracks, right?
Yep, and at the time that this came out, Atlas was still, they weren't the translation release powerhouse they've become.
No. It took some time for the U.S. to really become like, hey, we want to play these games. I think it was when our generation got old enough to start buying them on our own.
This is true, but in addition to that, though, they also were having issues because back then, the Mega Ten games weren't very popular, but they knew they had a following for them. So when they got the rights to, or they got the agreement to bring over Nocturne, they set it on the plate to burn, but it took forever. In fact, it took so long to do it that they, in turn, in Japan, had released the updated version of it. And they said, well, we may as well just translate that one instead and give you that game.
Oh, wow.
And it had Dante from Devil May Cry in it.
Oh, interesting.
Basically, it was like a tie-in of Devil May Cry 3,
also,
which had come out.
I don't know anything about that game.
I'll have to show you later. They're fun games.
They're like beat-em-ups, right? Like,
yeah, they're three-dimensional beat-em-ups.
Okay.
But they're fantastic.
I have a hard time with three-dimensional games. But yeah, this is, again, it's got the dreamlike quality, but it's very, like, industrial, like Nine Inch Nails, like, late 90s style, but it's got that cool flute.
No, I can't even go into it like you do. I just know it sounds really
good. It's got a cool flute, and it sounds industrial, like Nine Inch Nails.
That's what you meant, that part?
Yeah, this thing.
Oh, okay, yeah,
it sounds cool. I like it. And what I liked about this soundtrack was that all of the tracks, or most of the tracks, sounded so different. I mean, it was obvious which ones were for, like battle themes and which ones for cutscenes, because there were really long, like, orchestrated, like, ambient cutscenes. But then there's just, like,
to get you pumped.
There's, like, crazy guitar tracks. There's cool industrial tracks like this. And then there's my track, which I'm picking next, called Recovery Spring from Shin Megami Tensei 3 Nocturne. This is Recovery Spring from Shin Megami Tensei 3 Nocturne. I love this song. I love it. Starts with like the rain, and it's got these awesome like piano chords and this good guitar and like that cool like woodblock. But then this weird like voice, like wee wee wee.
And it's funny how it sounds, because it, as far as the memories it invokes in me, it doesn't deserve this track, because I guess another interesting theme to the Mega Ten series, though at least the later ones for sure, is that healing springs are located inside of the dungeons in the game, and they are run by fairies, like pixie fairies.
So like this is where you would go for like in between fights within like a large dungeon to like heal your hit points and magic and all that stuff.
That is correct. However, the fairies in these springs typically have a penchant for charging way more money than you are willing to spend.
It's a racket. It's a fairy racket.
It's a fairy racket. And essentially you end up like, you know, I'd rather just walk around and fend for myself. Screw this nonsense.
Oh, that's interesting. I like that. Like, they make the dungeons hard. And then like, okay, you can go heal yourself, but these dungeons, these fairies, they want their money.
Give me all your money. I'm going to break your kneecaps.
I just realized, I think what I really like about this tune is that it reminds me of the temple themes from Final Fantasy X.
I can kind of hear that, you know,
very, very loosely, maybe like with some of the like the strings that happen like in the middle part.
But yeah, you kind of want to play 10 and find out.
If you played 10, of course you played 10. We talked about 10 so much.
Yeah, I just never finished it because of my usual condition,
the not being able to hear it. This is the part I think sounds like 10. It's that violin.
It's like I can actually hear Waka through,
but it's
the
not,
bowl.
Yeah. Waka.
Waka, waka, waka.
But it sounds like synthesized, like when it pitch bends.
Well, I like it.
Yeah, and then it comes back around. I like it. I love the song.
It's not getting any of my money, but I like it.
Great. So from Shin Megami Tensei 3, we're going into Shin Megami Tensei 4. For the 3DS that came out in 2013. So from 92 to 2003 to 2013. So it's almost a decade between each games.
Yeah. All the spinoffs, man. That's where they make their bread and butter.
So I guess in between was like the Persona games and the Digital Devil Saga games.
Yeah, between Nocturne and 4, there was at least Digital Devil Saga. There was Persona. I think 3 and 4 were after Nocturne. And there was like a couple Devil Summoners, the Raido Kuzonoha games, the Devil Children. They had a lot. It was a ridiculous number of them.
So we both picked very different sounding songs again from this game. There's a lot of different sounding music, so which makes this one of our most eclectic episodes, I think. Not just in terms of like the technology that's being used, but like the song sounds so different.
I agree. In this game, well, I'll get into that when we go to my song choice.
Yeah, what is your song choice, Pernell?
Not a good hard rocking track again. I know, very strange.
There's a lot of hard rock tracks, but it hasn't been what's dragged me into the series.
This track that I picked is Ueno Underground District.
Thank you.
You're listening to music from Shin Megami Tensei 4. This is from composers Ryota Kaduka, Kenichi Tsuchiya, and Toshiki Konishi. This is Ueno Underground District.
This game has a special semblance for me in regards to the fact that shortly after it came out, I had to undergo some pretty major surgery, and I was kind of pretty much laid up for about a month. Couldn't really do much of anything. Yeah. But I had this game. It had just come out, and I was playing the Living Daylights out of it. And I don't even want to tell you where this track is in the game because I want people listening to play it. And it's a big spoiler to even say that much. But
I think it's cool. I like the keyboard sound. I like the weird, like, voices, you know, saying, is all around it. It sounds cool.
It's fantastic.
I'm sure this isn't, like, a very calming part of the game.
No, it is not. But while being laid up, there were definitely periods when I was in this area of the game where I had the DS just kind of open and this song playing.
Yeah, so again, with that weird dreamlike quality, I'm sure you probably had, you know, on the weird painkillers you were after the the surgery, this stuff playing.
Barely lucid dreams,
probably
indeed.
Are some really, really cool experience. I really like this song a lot. This soundtrack was different. It's different with, like, the different instrumentation and the way it all sounded.
Yeah, but I mean, the battle tracks still had their crazy rock versions and stuff, yeah. But the different districts and stuff.
Not as much, like, the guitar was there, but it didn't sound so much guitar. It sounded more synthesized, and that might have been, like, maybe the hardware limitations.
Yeah, you're probably right about that, for sure.
But from what I've been reading about Tensei 3, Soji Meguro was, like, the lead composer, and he is, like, a big guitar guy.
Yeah, he's pretty much the lead guy, and pretty much mainly Persona games, but he tends to have a bit of a hand in the Mega 10 games, the base games, too.
Yeah, that's probably why I saw his name pop up a lot, like a lot of like the message boards. People were really into his music. So, but staying with the guitar theme, but on a different kind of guitar, we are going into my track, which is called K's Tavern from Shin Megami Tensei 4 for the 3DS. Listening to K's Tavern from Shin Megami Tensei 4 for the Nintendo 3DS. I like this. It's got that cool, like, bongo, like, maybe tablas, like, drumming in the middle, and just a really cool, like, guitar melody, like, on an acoustic. It sounds great.
And it definitely is a very fitting track for where it is, because this isn't spoiler, I can say this.
You can say whatever you want for now.
I have integrity here.
I have a serious, serious secret. No one's listening.
nonsense. But, like, essentially, the game takes place in, like, the feudal kingdom. We're talking swords and fencing and the like. And the tavern is a classic style, you know, barrels in the corner.
Yeah, that's
old
the
wooden
image
tables.
That I got listening to this was like, like old school, like Dungeons and Dragons,
exactly,
like style tavern,
yeah. And this is exactly that kind of tavern. So
well,
it's really
like
cool.
Drinking. There might be a brawl breaks out.
There's
later
grog.
On in the evening. There's grog. People drinking grog after a day of adventuring. But this is not. But isn't this like future? Like
it's a tavern, and they're drinking grog. It's delicious.
Okay, so I guess that's the spoiler then. Is that there's some kind of.
Grog.
Grog. Okay, sure. Oh, man. It's a very cool, rhythmic, groggy track. I don't know. I like this song a lot. This is one of my favorite songs. Actually, this is probably... That's probably one of my favorite songs from what we've heard tonight. Actually, this one, and I think the one that you picked last. So, man, I think that's one of my favorite music might be from the final series.
I mean, it's easy to access, honestly.
Oh, I'd have to buy a whole new system.
Ah, they're selling for peanuts now.
I haven't bought a system since the PS2. That's a lie. Anyway. All right. So, anyway, we're through listening to our games from the Shin Megami Tensei series. Now we're on to the last part of the episode.
Bonus round!
This is our bonus round for bonus tracks, where Pernell and I are going to pick remixes or covers. Try to keep it within the theme, and there's a lot of covers. Not a lot, but there's a fair amount of covers from the series, mostly from the Persona series, which really took off in the States. But, yeah, we got some covers and some remixes we want to share with you. Pernell, what you got?
I was looking for SSH, but couldn't find one for him that I liked for this in particular, but someday. So for now, I went with Sword of Justice, and it is a remix, a remix of the battle theme from Shin Megami Tensei.
So the battle theme, and the band is called?
Sword of Justice.
Sword of Justice. Sword of Justice. Sword of Justice.
Music you can smite to. We'll be right back.
Yo, I don't have much to say about that track because my face just melted off.
I'm not wiping it up either. You can take it out yourself.
Man, that was amazing.
I'm glad you liked the track.
That was fun. That was so much fun. I like that. I like the organs, the little... Yeah, so that was from Shin Megami Tensei 2, the battle theme by the band Sword of Justice. That was really, really cool. Like, I can imagine, like, driving... very angry
track. Yeah, you do a number of tracks to have a vibe like that.
Well, I could get to work very fast is all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
So
on a back burner.
Yeah, my track's a little different. I picked an instrumental hip-hop track from an artist named All Things Reezy.
For Reezy?
I went real deep on SoundCloud and found some interesting stuff. And this is a song called Respite from Shin Megami Tensei 4. From the artist All Things Reezy.
God, for Reezy?
This is Respite from Shin Megami Tensei 4 by the artist All Things Reezy.
I honestly can't figure out what this is a remix of, but it does sound good.
Yeah, it's all like flipped and whacked out. I like it. Like, there's a lot of cool stuff like that you can find on SoundCloud. You can find them on soundcloud.com/allthingsreezy. That's all one word. You've been listening to the Rhythm and Pixels video game music podcast and are focused on Shin Megami Tensei. Oh man, I'm gonna get all these words wrong tonight. That's fine. But yeah, thank you everyone for listening.
Hey, if you feel as though you want to give us a bit more of an attention to detail, by all means, check us out at our brand new permanent home at rhythmandpixels.com. Or should you want to send us an email or a shout, hit us up at rhythmandpixels@hotmail.com.
That's right. You can also leave us a comments on our blog at rhythmandpixels.com. I want to give a shout out to user Rob Ocalypse, who gave us some game suggestions, which we're definitely going to check out in the next couple weeks. But hey, if you like what you're hearing, please subscribe or leave us a comment and a rating on iTunes, Rhythm and Pixels Video Game Music Podcast. You can also catch us on Stitcher if you're not so into the whole Apple iPhone thing. You get that on Android or your BlackBerry or your Nokia or your little flippy phone that I still use. But yeah, I want to thank everyone for listening and for all of your support. We really appreciate it. So this has been our focus on Shin Megami Tensei. Pranali, got anything else to say tonight?
I do. If you do want to learn more about Shin Megami Tensei, by all means, go to your local library and check them out. Well, let's be honest, you're not going to find anything at the library. But you need to go to the library anyway because books are friggin' awesome.
But don't take my word for it.
Take a look inside a book. But seriously, if you want to look up any information on Shin Megami Tensei, there's all sorts of cool websites like the Digital Devil Database, game FAQs.
Yeah, there's always game FAQs. They've been around forever, haven't they?
Yes, they have. Since the 90s, even.
Also, stay tuned. Our next episode, we're going to have a special guest.
Ooh, who's it going to be?
Who is it going to be indeed? But it's going to be related to a local East Coast affiliated video game music festival thing.
Oh, you're talking about the local annual, ramen broth and music festival.
It's not any of the cons.
It's not ramen broth and music festival?
It's not the ramen broth con.
Oh, well, I don't even know what it is then.
Anyway, next week we're going to have a special guest. We're going to listen to lots of great music, and we're not going to stop. We're going to keep going. So, you've been listening to the Rhythm and Pixels Video Game Music Podcast. My name is Rob Nichols.
And I'm Purnell.
Thank you, and good night.
Later.